Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're a body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're gonna love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation. Or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
I sometimes get asked how I started my podcast and why Anchor FM. I did extensive research, and Anchor is great for newbies like myself. They provide good support, and it is easy to use. The cost, you can't beat it. If you're starting, you can start for free. And this is another reason I chose Anchor FM.
Does culture dictate a couple's relationship? Does a couple's culture or even upbringing dictate a couple's relationship? Many would say yes. As it is well known, in many cultures, women are very restricted, and the number of choices they hold in life and in a relationship are limited. The other day, I was watching a show about a woman who is an artist and holds a degree in, I believe, bioengineering. This is an obviously exceptional person. But when she did a portrait of her family, she dedicated it to her husband. She said that he knew that she was meant to express herself as an artist and that he is, in fact, her biggest supporter and fan. All this to say that despite the limitations she had growing up in a culture where women had limited choices, and despite the fact that she married someone who was from such a culture, he wanted her to be true to herself. There is obviously a great deal of respect and love in such relationships. These are the types of relationships that understand that loving someone is about trying to understand who they are and supporting who they are despite what society says. Sometimes such couples make a difficult decision to oppose what is an established understanding, and sometimes they simply have to create a life away from all they have known all their lives. Well, for now, remember that although life may bring you many storms, love always wins. Till next time, stay well.